Hachette Audio presents Beautiful on the Outside, a memoir. Written and read by me, Adam Rippon. Dedication. This book is dedicated to my haters. You're not that cute, your hair is uneven, and you look dusty. Thank you for being my motivators. The Winnie Cooper of Pittston, PA. The first time I went ice skating, I absolutely fucking hated it. I was about 5 years old and had begged my parents to take me to Montage Mountain, a small ski resort in Scranton, Pennsylvania, where we lived. At the bottom of the mountain was the field for the Scranton Red Barons, the local minor league baseball team. In the winters, they would turn the field into an ice skating rink, so those who didn't want to risk their lives on the bunny hills of the mountain could instead risk their lives on this makeshift pond, with at least 50 people who would be wearing knives on their shoes and had no idea what they were doing. My parents brought me there because I was begging to go to a rink, any rink, and this is the one they chose. I had gotten the idea to go skating from one of those giant tins of popcorn that you usually only grab at CVS when you need a last-minute gift for some random office Secret Santa, or when you're running late to your Aunt Gail's Christmas party. You know the ones. They are divided into three compartments inside for regular, caramel, and fluorescent orange cheese popcorn. Hey, I'm not above it. I've given one or two in my day, and everyone loves a giant popcorn tin. On the outside of this particular tin was an idyllic Victorian scene of all of these people skating happily on a frozen pond. After someone gave it to my dad for Christmas, it was around the house and always filled with cookies or snacks of some kind. Not only did I love whatever was inside the tin, I also loved what was on the outside. There was one woman on the tin that I was infatuated with. She was gliding across the lake on one skate, the other one dangling in the air behind her. She wore a long black coat, a matching bonnet, and a white muff. It was the muff I was fixated on, and the first time I saw it was maybe the first time I knew what love was. I wanted to glide as effortlessly across the ice as this mysterious and fabulous Victorian woman, and I knew that a white muff was essential to making that happen. For the record, this is the only time in my life that I ever needed a muff, but not the only time I wanted one. I wouldn't be too proud to wear one today, it's just that I've never really encountered the right muff. For a couple of months...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?